Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we praise you and thank you for this magnificent book we call the Word of God, the Holy Bible, the owner's manual for life, the book that tells us what we can do and are not supposed to do. It tells us the benefits if we are obedient to this book, and it tells us the consequences if we're not obedient to this book. And Lord, I praise you for this book. Now, as the Word of God goes out today, I ask you to reveal the Word of God to your people today, that those that are led by the Spirit will receive your words, because without being spiritually discerned, they cannot understand this book. So, Father, thank you for revealing it to us, your children. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. This book is so full of magnificent promises, and it amazes me that I was in church all of my life, still have never been without being in church. And of course, now I am a pastor of a church last few years. But for many years, I was just a normal businessman, an engineer, airline pilot, doing all those things, flying around all over the world. And then after that career came to an end, after the airline I was flying for went bankrupt, I got into engineering and went across this country and built buildings, designed equipment and everything else. And I went to church all the time, and I even became a Sunday school teacher in a church. I became a deacon in a church, everything. But in the churches I went to, we didn't see God do any miracles, didn't see any healings. We just didn't see hardly anything. And so I thought this was the way it's supposed to be. I didn't know God really answered prayer in a mighty way today, like I have learned in the last few years. But the reason I didn't know these things is because these great and awesome promises that are in this book, I would read them, but I didn't believe they were for me. And they're all over the book. They're not just one or two. They are all over the book. So I'm going to show you some things you can do and some mighty things that I've seen the Lord do in the last few years. I've literally, you know, seen him do some awesome things. I mean, awesome things that nobody else could do. Absolutely no one else can do but Jesus. Now then, I'm going to quote to you a scripture today out of the book of Mark. This scripture will tell you what you can do if you have faith in God and you don't doubt. Now, if you doubt God's word, this won't work for you. But if you believe God's word, then he's telling you what you can do here. Now, Mark 11:23. Jesus said, "For verily or truly I say unto you, that whosoever shall say." Now, I don't know about anybody else, but when he said that, "whosoever shall say," I am a whosoever. And all I've got to learn to do is to talk. "Whosoever shall say." Say what? "Say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Now then, the Lord has clearly told you there that if you have faith with no doubt in your heart, you can speak to things, and those things will come to pass. Now then, he didn't say that it would happen if you say it one time. But you must keep on saying it. Now, when you keep on saying things, that means you believe it, and it will come to pass. Now, "therefore I say unto you," verse 24, "what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." Now then, this verse in Mark 11:23, I quoted this verse, and when it says you can speak to the mountain, if you have no doubt in your heart that it will obey you and you shall have whatever you say. Well, I had I still have, but my little granddaughter had a big scar underneath her chin. It happened due to a neck brace she had to wear one time after a car wreck, and she wore this neck brace. Her chin set on this thing, and it kept all the skin rubbed off of her neck, or right off the bottom of her chin. Now, when she finally got rid of that thing, wore that thing almost a month, well, in the process of wearing that thing a month, it kept a big chunk of skin wore off the bottom of her chin. Well, whenever the neck brace was removed and the skin grew back, it grew back in a double-layered scar, a big, hard scar. And so I knew that God's word is true. It cannot fail. I knew if I would speak to that thing and command that thing to leave in the name of Jesus and ask the Lord to completely restore that thing with normal flesh, and I'd had no doubt in my heart it had to happen because I have a covenant with God and He made these promises to me. And He made them to you too if you're an obedient Christian and you're walking in obedience to His word. Now, the big secret about making these things work for you is not coming to God with sin in your heart. Now, if you're lying out there, you're stealing, you're cheating, you're committing fornication, adultery on your wife, or whatever, or on your mate, regardless whether you're the man or the woman, if you're hiding those kind of iniquities or sin in your heart, don't come and ask God for nothing. He won't do nothing for you. So just forget it until you're willing to repent, straighten up your life, and get your life in order. God's not going to answer your prayer. He says He won't. So if you want to see the Lord do great and mighty things, you're going to have to repent of your sins and make sure you're walking in obedience to His word. Now, if you're an obedient child, you're keeping His commandment of love, you're walking in a love relationship to you, to God, and to your neighbor, and you're doing what the Word of God says, then as an obedient daughter or son of God, then you can come to Mark 11, 23 and 24, and you can stand on it, and you can get these things done. Now, I use Mark 11, 23 on my granddaughter's neck, where she had that great big old scar on her neck. Now then, the Lord said, I can have whatever I say with my mouth if I believe it with my heart. He said, in other words, He says, if you say to that mountain, which is that scar, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe that those things which you say shall come to pass, you shall have whatsoever you say. So, after that big old scar come up on her neck, I would put my finger under there and I'd rub that thing a little bit and I'd say, in the name of Jesus, according to Mark 11, 23, I command that scar to come off of your body and be removed and cast into the sea or wherever it wants to go, but it can't stay on my granddaughter. And then I would say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I believe that's gone. It's not there. And her little chin is perfectly smooth without a single scar anywhere. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying what I want. What did He tell me to do? He told me to command that thing to be removed. And so, I'm standing on Mark 11, 23. I stand on that verse. I mean, just sometimes every day, I would quote that verse and command that scar to leave her body. And I would rub that thing and tell that thing, it's got to leave in the name of Jesus. Because Mark 11, 23 says so. I'd say, Lord, thank you that she does not have a single scar on her face nowhere in the name of Jesus. I continued to do that for 2 years. No change for 2 years. But the Word of God says it has got to come to pass if I don't doubt. The enemy was holding on tooth and nail. He was trying to get me to doubt these mighty promises of God's Word. But if the Word of God says it, and it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, that all the promises of God in Christ are yes and amen every time, then I know with a covenant that I have with God, if I don't doubt, those scars have to come off of her chin because I'm walking in obedience to God's Word. I continue to praise Him and worship Him and thank Him for taking them off. I said, Lord, I thank You that they are gone. They are not there in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I praise You and thank You that they're gone. And I continue to do that day after day, week after week, month after month, with no doubt in my heart. After 2 years, I hadn't seen a single change in this thing. Not a change. They were still just as big as they were the first day I prayed. But this book says they will come off. Now, how long is it going to take? That's the only thing I don't know. But for 2 years I did that, and then almost a year ago. It's been 3 years ago since the scar came up on her neck, almost 3 years ago. And just about 8 or 10 or 11 months ago, whatever it was, she walked up to the table one morning. I'd been praying over those things for 2 years. She walked up to the table one morning. I was fixing to have breakfast, and I was sitting there eating a bowl of cereal, and I reached up, and she walked up beside the table, and I reached up and tickled her under the chin where those big old hard scars were to say, Father, in Jesus' name, I command those things to leave her body and be cast into the sea. And I want to thank you that you don't have a scar on her neck or on her body nowhere in the name of Jesus. I was fixing to say that again. I don't know how many times I'd said it, but several hundred times, I'm sure. And that morning, when I reached up and touched her on that chin, I felt good, smooth skin. I said, Caitlin, honey, that thing's gone. And she turned her chin up there and let me look at that thing. And there was not a sign of a mark under her chin. That thing was completely gone. Now, how long did it take me to get that done? 2 years. Did the Word of God say, if I speak to the mountain with no doubt in my heart, it'll go away? Yes, it did. What happens to us? We speak to the mountain. If it's not gone tomorrow, we say, well, it wasn't God's will. Yes, it was God's will. Don't ever doubt the King. Stand in faith, nothing wavering. Because if you will stand in faith, nothing wavering, the Lord said here, you will have it. You will have whatever you say. So, if you say, after about a week or even a month, you say, well, it's not working. It didn't come off. You're going to have exactly what you said. You said it didn't come off. It's not coming off. It's not going to come off. And so you're having exactly what you said. Now, if you would have continued to stay with it, it would have worked for you. And this is a mighty promise. I mean, it is such a mighty promise. And then he says down at the bottom there, under after he talks about verse 24, that what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. That is another awesome statement. But then he says in the next verse, 25, he tells you some of the things that will cause these mighty things not to work for you. And I mean, there's some powerful things here in these next two verses, but we're going to have to pick up right there tomorrow to tell you what things there is that you can do that why these things will not work for you. We will talk about these tomorrow. Right now, I'd like to invite you to write me, or actually call me, at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can fill out a form where we can send you free and audio tapes, CDs, DVDs, everything of these teachings, everything we do. It's free and postpaid. Just contact us. We'll be happy to send them to you. Praise the Lord Jesus.